rock radio. Pop rock radio. Streaming all day, every day.
We love music.
Poprockradio.com.au.
So how are you going this morning?
I'm pretty good. I woke up this morning and I'd totally forgotten that I had media today. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to go play some tennis and, you know, like have a really relaxing Monday.
Yeah.
And then the email came through at 8 a.m. from my management and I was like, oh, I'm going to be talking about myself all day, which is really nice. It's obviously the record is coming out super soon, so
yeah.
It's nice that the people are giving me the time of day to talk about it. But I'm actually great. I just absolutely forgot all about this. But anyway, we're here and it's great.
Yes, absolutely. I love that you're just winging it and you have no complaints. You know, it's good. I just want to say I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm a fan of Grinspoon. You know, I've seen you play over the years. You know, you're the legendary front man for these, you know, for Grinspoon. How come, or what's taken you down the solo path after being in a band or fronting a band for so long?
It's kind of a double hinged question, I think, in some ways. I started playing solo about a decade ago, maybe more, maybe 2008.
Yes.
I started going out and just doing little solo shows. And at first I started off just playing like the Vanguard in Newtown and, you know, just little tiny little rooms around the country, just dipping my toe into it, just seeing how it was all going to, I guess, work. I was really nervous going out on my own for the first time. And then I just kept doing it. It was like, you know, Grinspoon went on hiatus in 2013.
Yep.
And there was, you know, there was no touring. And I was like, right, well, I'm just going to do this a bit more. And I got, I guess, arguably a little bit better at it. And I started to enjoy it a bit more.
Excellent.
And then, I guess, 10 years down the track, I hadn't released anything. And I was like, I should probably put out something. You know, like it seems to be a little unfair to ask people to, you know, purchase tickets to a show when they've never heard anything I've done. And I'm like, okay, so last year I put out a little 7-inch, so I've released a 7-inch of a little single.
Yeah.
And that was fun and it was great and it was obviously during the pandemic. So it was if you asked Siri the worst time to release music, it was March 2021, which I did. I managed to successfully do that. So then kind of also creatively, Holly, I hadn't released anything in 10 years. This is like my first really creative outlet. This is the last thing I released was Black Rabbits in 2012.
Yeah.
So it was time for me to put out something. It was like I was kind of spinning my wheels, but, you know, as someone that writes music a lot, I'm like, I just need to put this out. So it's like a Instagram photo dump, for want of a better term. You just want to get it out of the way so you can start again.
Yep.
So so this is what it is. It's a song dump in some ways. And I really love the music, number one. And there was also the tyranny of distance during the pandemic of the creative side of things with Grinners, you know, we all live in different areas of the country. And,
yeah.
And also these songs weren't going to fit into that, you know, that kind of muscular rock band type of thing that the Grinners are. So, it just ended up being that that's the way it ended up, I think. And I felt that I really do love playing in Grinners, don't get me wrong, but I like not necessarily the freedom, but I guess there's little paths I can go down when I play solo, which I can't, you know, which Grinspoon, you know, have got so much of a large repertoire and arguably a legacy. So,
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm very grateful for that. It does somewhat hamstring you in some of your performances. I can just do kind of whatever I want in this.
Yeah. Excellent. I mean, that's kind of what you want. You can be creative without, you know, people, you know, questioning, you know, what you're talking about or what you're wanting to do.
Exactly. I think, you know, like, I'm funny enough, Grinners are doing Splendor in a couple of weeks, and then I go out on the solo tour to support the album release. So there's a bit of best of both worlds. I feel very fortunate that I am able to, you know, to do both. And but yeah, it was just kind of I guess the album was a long time coming for me. And I'm really grateful to Wally from Cheer Squad for putting it out, and just because obviously self-releasing last year was, it's quite challenging self-releasing. Anyone out there that's listening that's self-released knows this. So yeah. I'm really happy that that Cheer Squad have helped out and are going to, you know, press the vinyl for me and distribute it. So that's good.
The album's being released on the 29th of July. But
correct, yeah.
Single Lights On, there's a bit of a clip on YouTube. You know, it really got some deep grooves, you know, dirty guitar sort of, and you know, your magical, you know, creamy vocals ever present throughout that whole song.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a really fun little ditty, that one. The guitars are a little fuzzy. Oscar Dawson from Holy Holy helped produce that song last year, I think it was August last year. I went down to Melbourne. He has a studio in Dandenong, and I went out there and he helped produce that track. It was so fantastic working with him, and Jackson McRae laid down the drums. And yeah, that song's been floating around for a while, and I just couldn't really nail the arrangement correctly.
Yep.
I just love how it kind of makes me want to move, and hence why the video is all about sort of movement, whether I'm driving or riding a motorcycle or dancing down Broad Beach in the Gold Coast. It kind of makes me want to walk or dance or point or move, which I'm a bit of a fan of.
I like the sound of that. You've done a lot of touring around this year, last year with Grinspoon, different festivals and stuff like that, and now you're about to embark on a massive tour which covers everywhere. I'll read out really quickly: Eltham, New South Wales, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney, Central Coast, Adelaide, Albury, and then you're closing out at the Big Bonanza at Coffs Harbour on November 4th. So you got to.
Yes, sounds exhausting, doesn't it? Far out. I don't know how it's all going to work out, because it's
so
obvious.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make it sound exhausting.
No. I'm really, really, really excited about getting out there and seeing people. I think it's been a while since I've done, you know, 5 shows in a week, I think. So, you know, it's kind of, you can kind of romanticize it and go, yeah, but yeah, it's going to be really fun. I think actually in that first week where I do Eltham, I've also got another show. I'm doing the Trifford during the day, doing a Small Fry rock show, which I'm doing with Adelita solo.
You're kidding.
And then on the Saturday,
In Brisbane.
In Brisbane, so I've got 2 shows in that one day. So that's, I think that's going to be a 6-show week or something. But look, anytime I get to the opportunity to play, wherever it be, whether it's, you know, doing the Rolling Stones shows I did recently with the Text team at Adelaida, or playing with Grinspoon at Splendour, or
still
kind of
Davey Lane from UMI.
he offered. I know. I'm really grateful for David joining me. So yeah, it's going to be really exciting to get out and play these songs in front of people. Obviously, you know, they haven't heard them before. So that's always, having fresh ears and seeing how an audience may or may not react to certain things is also great. And there's also sort of going to be reinterpretations of some other tracks that I'm working on currently. And yeah, it's going to be great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I guess when I read it out like that, it sounded a bit scary, but I just love the fact that, you know, you are doing everywhere, because from what I see and read, everyone wants to see you, so you're not going to have anyone going, hey, why don't you come here, because you're going there.
exactly, thank you.
So, I really wanted to ask you, if you don't mind, what were your main influences, you know, growing up and also now going solo? You know, who are your main influence, do you think?
It's really tricky to put pencil in influences to a specific thing, I think. I was
know,
I was an early 90s kid, so I think I was part of that movement of whether it be the Melbournes and Soundgarden and Mudhoney and Nirvana and those kind of bands. But then I had a love for Lou Reed, Iggy Pop and David Bowie as well,
yeah,
growing up massively. And now influences now are just so broad and different that it kind of, they all come from different areas, I think, whether it be film or reading or music or crappy TV. I think you can find your influences sort of in everything. And I'm actually really bad at looking at it from a macro level. I don't actually know. It's hard to be self-analytical about influences. But, for when I was a young kid, I think that those artists that I mentioned were big in my world. I also had a lot of love for Slant 6 and Bikini Kill and L7 and,
oh, yeah,
and that kind of movement, Babes in Toyland, Huggy Bear, and those kind of acts as well. And then obviously Australian music was massive for me, so You and Mine, Tumbleweed and Magic Dirt and those kind of acts. As a young kid, I loved those guys as well.
We must be around the same age, same era for me too. Phil, thank you so much for your time. I wish you the best for your solo album, celebratory launch.
Thank you for your time too, Holly, and I really appreciate you having me listen to the record. It means the world. Hi, this is Phil Jamieson. Thanks for listening to Pop Rock Radio.
Pop Rock Radio. Pop Rock Radio. Streaming all day, every day.
We love music. PopRockRadio.com.au.
Surprise time.